Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everybody? It's John here. It's a beautiful day. Sun is shining on me right now. Feels really good. And I have one podcast prepared for you guys, but when I woke up this morning, for some reason, I felt an inclination to talk about the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. And I feel it's especially relevant due to our current macroeconomic situation and what's going on with macro politics. So if you guys don't know, right now we are in a government shutdown for Trump's funding of the wall. And I really don't care about the politics and all of that. I just care about the economics and the financials and how that's going to be affected, because that's what matters to you and me, for the most part. So a government shutdown, what that means is that our government employees are not being paid right now. And if you don't know, right now we are in the longest government shutdown in the entire United States history. So for over 200 years now, the government has never shut down for this long, ever. And I think it's very incredible. Like, this is something that has never happened in the entire history, ever. So it's pretty interesting. And the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, was talking about this and how there's probably going to be some ripple effects that we're going to feel from this government shutdown. And you guys are like, what do you mean? What are you talking about, John? Well, what I mean is, let's say someone works for the government, and right now they're being expected to go to work and not get paid. And if they're not being paid, then they can't pay their rent. If they're not being paid, then they can't pay their mortgage. If they're not being paid, then that means, and this is how the ripple starts, if they're not being paid, then that means they can't go out to eat at this restaurant that they normally do every third Wednesday or whatever, you know. And if they can't go eat at that restaurant, then that means that waitress, she's not getting her tips. That means she's not making as much money as she normally does, which means she can't pay her rent. So this is going to have massive ripple effects if it proceeds for much longer. But more importantly, I want to talk to you guys about the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. So keep that, what I just said, in the back of your mind. And do this little exercise with me. So count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. I just got richer. I literally just got richer. And most people got poorer in that 10 seconds. And you're like, what do you mean? Nothing happened, John. Well, a lot of things happened in that 10 seconds. A lot of things happened. So the United States government has a debt now that's, I think, over $22 trillion. And it's about to start, it's growing faster and faster. So this debt that we have is going to start growing by more than $1 trillion in every year. And then it's going to be $2 trillion, $3 trillion every single year. It's actually already out of hand, but it's going to get worse. And so in those 10 seconds, that debt number, that $22 trillion, went up more. You can literally go on the internet and Google that number, and you can watch that number in real time growing. And what that means is the government has to pay off this debt. Well, they don't pay it off, but they have to find some way to temporarily pay it off, right, in the short term. But they still have that debt for the long term. So when they're doing that, they're basically printing money, and literally out of like a machine, like literally like printing US dollars. So let's say you don't have any real assets. Let's say you have all of your money in the bank or all of your money in your mattress, whatever it may be. Well, if that's the case, then you're most likely on the poorer getting poorer side and not the richer getting richer side. And that's because every dollar, let's say you have $1,000, right? Well, your $1,000 is now only worth $999. You know, after that 10 seconds went by, it may only be worth $999, you know. Might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but that's what's happening over time, is that $1,000 has less and less buying power. Yes, it's still $1,000 when you look at it, but when you go out to the market and try to purchase any goods or services, it's going to cost you more of those dollars to get what you got 10 seconds ago, you know, when we did that exercise. So, and what I'm, what, now what happens when I say the rich get richer in that 10 seconds? Well, I got richer because I have real assets that are gaining value. You know, they're going in the opposite direction of the value of cash. So that's why I urge people so strongly at a very young age to get started in finances, get started in building up their wealth, because the power of time is incredible because of this, because of the way that our government works and then because of the way things work. And so if it costs more dollars to buy your goods and services, well, someone owns those goods and services. So you're saying that after those 10 seconds went by, those goods and services cost more dollars, then they're going to get more money. So that's how the rich are getting richer. And then the poor are getting poorer because they refuse to buy assets, or they for some reason they can't save up their money because of whatever habits they have instilled in them. And so the more that you don't have assets, the more poor you're going to be, because inherently your dollars are literally losing value every day. And that's why as quickly as I get dollars, I almost get anxiety when I see too many dollars in my bank account. Because what that tells me is, oh my gosh, John, you have all of this money, all of this capital, not going out and making you richer. In fact, it's making you poorer, just having it in this bank account. So what I do is I save up a bunch of money, and then as quickly as I can, I go and invest it all in either stocks or in real estate. And what's cool about stocks and things is you can do that very quickly, you know, with small amounts of money. Like I'm talking 10, 20 bucks, you can start buying some stocks. You know, and then very quickly, you know, you can set up weekly deposits into your 401k, whatever it may be, your whatever stock portfolio account you may have. And you don't have to get too crazy with all the investing. I know some people have lives and they have things that they want to do other than thinking about finances all the time. But it's very important for you and your family and anyone you care about that you share this with them, and you yourself and those around you get started in investing. And, you know, I can help you with that. If you don't know where to start, I can point you in the direction. I can show you the books to read. I can answer your questions, anything like that. I have a mentorship program. If that's something you want to learn more about, send me an email, johnmentorsme@gmail.com. It'll be down in the description. And that's J-O-N with no H, johnmentorsme@gmail.com. Yeah, I help people with health, wealth, and love. Wealth is one of the pillars of life that I can help you with. But yeah, I really encourage you to stop stuffing your mattress with money and stop putting all your money in the bank and thinking, oh, I'm saving up, I'm getting rich, I'll have money for the future and things like that. Because that's not true. Because as you're putting more money in the bank, those dollars are losing value every single day, every single 10 seconds. You know, they're losing value because they're not in on the other side of the equation. They're not in the goods and services. They're being used to buy the goods and services. You want to be investing in the goods and services that are going to go up in value. And that tomorrow you're going to say, hey, I own this bread, and you know, yesterday the bread was $4.25. Now the bread is $4.35, you know, and that's why things in the grocery store go up. You know, that's why it costs more for your milk. That's why it costs more for everything. And that's why the value of real estate goes up. That's why the value of stocks go up over time, everything. But the value of your dollar will continue to go down. It will continue to go down. And it does it in a very secretive, quiet way, happening in the background. And it happens in a way that you don't really notice it, because it's not like someone's going in your bank account and one day you see $1,000 and tomorrow you see $999. No, you're still going to see $1,000, but when you go to the grocery store to buy that piece of bread, you're going to need to spend that extra dollar to get that same amount of bread. You know, your body's not accepting less bread, but you're going to have to cough up the extra dollars to buy that bread, you know? So, that's what I have to share with you guys today. And really, if you want to join the mentorship program, it's not a course. I don't really believe in, I mean, courses are great, but, I want to go more in the direction of one-on-one coaching and really, really focusing on one person and helping them, in health, wealth, love. So if that's something you're interested in, email me, johnmentorsme@gmail.com. johnmentorsme@gmail.com. I'll have it in the description. It's a beautiful day. You guys go out, have fun, eat good foods, exercise, and let's make some money. All right. I love you. Bye.